Colossians chapter 4, verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Now again, notice this word, masters give to your servants. Which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. This kind of goes back to the previous chapter. It really belongs with the last chapter. Sometimes these chapter divisions are sort of crazy. Okay. Again, if you do wrong, like I said, the American system of slavery is not what Paul had in mind. So I don't even seek to justify it in terms of that. Notice he says, give to your servants that which is just and equal. What he's saying is, you gotta be fair in giving them. What does he mean by give? I mean like pay. They need to be, it means pareko, to hold near or to present, afford, exhibit, furnish. You have to provide them with something that is just, not unjust, equal, likeness in condition or position, by implication, equity. There's got to be some sort of equity. I mean, kind of like a day's pay for a day's work. I mean, whatever you recompense them with, it's got to be worth what they put into it. That's how a Christian would have to deal with that. And like I said, and lifetime servitude is out of the question. That's not just and equal. But let's say, you're not a wealthy man, but you have some servants you've bought, so to speak. When they've worked off whatever their cost was, and if, et cetera, then the law of God had years of jubilee. Every 7 years they were freed. 7 years of servitude was considered enough in the payment of any debt. A man's life is not to be taken into possession by another man. That's not the biblical perspective. If you're listening to chapter 4 without having listened to chapter 3, and you need to listen to chapter 3. Let's go on to the real beginning of chapter 4, which is verse 2. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I also am in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. I like that. A door of utterance. That is a figure of speech, obviously. One door, it's like an opportunity to speak. And that's what I look for, too. An opportunity to speak the mystery of Christ. For which I'm bound to it spiritually. But Paul was literally imprisoned for the mystery of Christ. That's beautiful. I think about it. Christ was led to prison. It's like Paul was like Christ. It's that type. Ultimately, you really have to suffer some pretty bad things of the world to be truly like Christ. That's why I call him, I can obtain a certain amount of righteousness, certain amount of godliness. But to truly conform to the image of Christ, there has to be persecution. It's got to be endured. Otherwise, it's really not very much like Christ, is it? Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Well, notice the mystery, the door of utterance is open to make the mystery of Christ manifest. We talked about that mystery. There's one mystery in God, but it's all joined together of many parts. I tell you, the one mystery thing is how faith works to bring righteousness down from God by grace. And that how we are all knit together in that, in one body. Jew and Gentile, etc. So walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. That's kind of a, I really like that. It's like, because it's kind of what I was trying to get at with the part about forgive one another and do all things in love. Because, I mean, we're gracious, but some salt in there. You know, it's not just this bland, like, well, yes, love, love. Not just this bland, you know what I mean? It's got to have some flavor to it. You know, that's where wisdom and spiritual understanding comes in. Be filled with spiritual understanding. Continue in studying God's Word. See, always with grace, but season with salt. Now, don't be so salty you become, you know, again, don't let these things serve as a legal loophole to you so you don't have to obey Christ. That is not right. Error B is a cloak of wickedness, or cloak for wickedness, to hide evil intentions. Redeeming the time means literally, you know, to ransom and to buy, you know, don't lose. This is, time is kairos, which is an occasion or season and a set, or meaning, don't miss those opportunities. Opportunities for what? All kinds of opportunities. But mostly he's saying walk in wisdom towards them that are without. I mean, redeeming time means don't miss opportunities. When the doors of utterance open, don't lose it. When you see that happen, use it. Now, don't come down on yourself. I mean, a lot of times it's like, don't be deceived. Not all men can hear the word. And, you know, you may think you got an opportunity, but all you got is an opportunity to learn when not to cast your pearls before swine. But don't use that as a door, as a cloak for wickedness either. I'm not going to tell him nothing, that swine. That's not godliness.